Thank you.
I will.
Thank you. See, now we released together. Yes. We're celebrating our release together. And guess what we're going to do? We're having such a good time celebrating. We're going to release everybody else in the room, whether they realize it or not. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give that same gift to everybody else in the room. You may not be able to give it to me. You might have some scripts for me. You might have some demands for me. You might have some expectations for me. You might still want to give me a bargain, but they don't have nothing to do with me not giving you one. See, the quickest way that you can move on the spiritual path is without involving anybody else. What does that mean? It means applying the truth for yourself, living the truth for yourself, applying the truth to yourself, and letting everybody else apply what they need to apply to them, recognizing that whatever you need to do, the Holy Spirit within you will be doing that whether you realize it or not, but you'll just be about applying it to yourself. For instance, when I told her that I wanted to see her as love and I wanted to relate to her in a peaceful way, and that was a decision that I made, that I was going to celebrate with her, we were going to release together, I was going to release her from sacrifice, I was going to let myself be happy so I have some happiness to give to her, notice that every single thing that I was doing made her life easier and mine at the same time, and it didn't require anything on her part.
Yep.
Now, if I had to say it, Debbie, I want you to do this in order for me to be happy, and I wish you would do a little bit more of that in order for me to be happy, and if you just stop doing this over here in order for me to be happy. See, at that point, I have just created the path of struggle. Because when I get through with her, which I wouldn't be successful at, then I'd have to do it with you, which I sure wouldn't be successful at. You see what I'm saying? And that's what the average person does. They continually set up obstacles for themselves by making their happiness be dependent on someone else acting in a certain way. And the minute you do that, you've immediately taken your power away, and you've immediately given up your way of truly being happy, because your happiness absolutely is not dependent on what anybody else does. Your happiness is dependent on recognizing the truth about yourself and letting the truth about yourself draw to you others who reflect that truth back to you, and then finding yourself surrounded by love and acceptance. That's how it works. That's how it works. That's how it works. That's how it works. So how do we get it started? Well, all it takes is one. And I'm saying, I'm willing to be that one. I'm willing to see you differently. Even if you're still trying to figure out if what I'm saying is a bunch of crock or true or not, I do not care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me whether you believe me. It doesn't matter to me whether you accept what I say. It doesn't matter to me because I'm doing it. The only person it matters to is someone that's not doing it themselves. Because it temporarily takes the focus off of their lack of commitment and makes it look like it's somebody else that's the problem, which is the best way in the world to hide the fact that you're doing it to yourself from you, is to always project it on someone else. It's the oldest trick in the universe. It's so old, it's pitiful. It's so old, it's amazing. We don't even know, can't even see how much we do it. I don't know about you, but the last special relationship I had that I hurt myself in and saw how conditional the love was, the pain I experienced was so great that I decided I would never do that to myself again.
Yes.
Yeah. That I'm okay, everybody else can keep playing the same song on a different jukebox thinking they're listening to something else. But I'm going to change the song.
Yes.
The song frightened me because it was a different song than what I had been taught. It's a song of no sacrifice. It's a song of releasing people from my demands. It's a song of looking inside myself and loving myself for a change. It's a song of telling the truth about how my thoughts don't give me what I want, but there's another set of thoughts that can, and I'm willing to listen to those thoughts. Yeah, it's a different song. Yeah, it's a different way. But the cool part about it is that it's easier than anything you're doing. It's easier than anything you are doing. What's harder, me saying I'm going to love you and I'm going to release you and I'm going to let you choose for yourself and I'm going to see the Holy Spirit in you and I'm going to trust that the Holy Spirit is in you and I'm going to trust that you're being guided from within and the same power that's guiding me is guiding you, so therefore I don't have to worry about you because I know that God is in you. And if I want to give my problems to God in order to be healed, I have to do the same thing with yours if I really believe that's the way they're solved. Why is it that I'll give my problems to God, but I think I have to solve yours?
And that applies to children too, huh?
All you can do, I tell you what you can do with children. Oh, you want to hear what you can do with children?
Yeah.
The best you can. I got two of my own. The best you can. Because your children inherit the most from themselves and not from you.
Yep.
They have their own karma, their own lessons, their own past, their own everything. They come here with their stuff just like you came with yours, and you are not the one that's determining how they turn out. You're the one that's determining how you turn out.
Yep.
Cool. So every time you mess around and think you created your children, you're getting ready to be a bad parent. You own the way. The worst parents are the ones who think they created their children. Because they're too scared to get guidance. Because they feel like it's up to them to protect their children from things they have no possible ability to protect their children from. So all they're doing is projecting fear on their children, fear on their children, fear on their children. What's going to happen? My child out of my sight for 2 seconds. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Just surrounding their child with all kinds of dire thoughts. And they call it, I'm loving them. I'm seeing every disaster on earth could happen to you, and I'm loving you. That's not the same as being aware.
Yeah.
Aware and fear are two different things. I can be aware that a tiger will eat my butt if I jump inside the cage without walking around afraid of tigers. See, awareness keeps you functioning at the highest level of accuracy. You see? So, what we have in here is an opportunity to celebrate with each other. It's Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, thanks. The Holy
Did you get that number on
the Yes, it's, here's the number. It's 111 111 1111. Okay, that's the number. You got it?
Yeah.
Alright. This is what the Holy Spirit told me to tell you. It told me to tell you to give it everything that would hurt you. Let yourself be made happy completely so that you can join him in healing. Said, let's celebrate our birth together and our release together by now releasing each other. Leave nothing behind because your release is total. And when you have accepted your release with me, you will give it with me. All pain and sacrifice and littleness will disappear in our relationship. All pain, sacrifice, and littleness will disappear. Could you imagine forming a relationship with somebody that tells you, in our relationship, all pain is going to disappear. In our relationship, all sacrifice is going to disappear. When you're in a relationship with me, the whole idea that you're little is going to disappear. If you're in a relationship with me, the whole idea that you have to sacrifice what you want in order to be loved is going to disappear with me. Wouldn't that be awesome to be in a relationship with someone who says, if you're in a relationship with me, the goal of that relationship is that your pain would disappear, that all pain that you have and I have would disappear because of the love that's in our relationship. Our relationship is a relationship in which our pain disappears instead of our relationship being in a relationship that our pain is always being increased. So how can you tell a relationship that's based on fear? Pain steadily increases, sacrifice steadily increases, feeling little and not enough steadily increases. How can you tell when you're in a relationship that's based on the truth of who you are and really loving yourself? Because if you're in a relationship like that, the longer you're in it, the less pain you feel. When you're in a relationship like that, the longer you're in it, the greater and more grand you feel. When you're in a relationship like that, you don't feel like you're sacrificing your happiness more and more every day. It just seems like you're not having to give up anything that you love to be in this relationship. See, you have to learn how to tell the difference. See, the